Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our Sunday night call. Thanks for being flexible with the date change. I hope you're all having a lovely summer evening. Let's see. We're going to start our call with a group meditation. The meditation will probably be about 12 or 13 minutes or so. This is to put us in a good place for receiving the Tongren chakra balancing healing. So we'll do a group meditation and then I'll do a healing for the group. For those of you who are not familiar with TRCB, Tongren chakra balancing, it's an energy healing technique where I'll be tapping on each of the seven chakras of the Tongren doll. And as I tap, I'll be flooding each of the seven chakras with healing energy. And that energy will go out to all of us and collectively help to release blockages so that we can step into our best self more and more. So thank you for being on the call with me this evening. I welcome the opportunity to join together in this way. When we join together in this way, it calls in a lot of energy so we can all collectively work on our healing together. So you can sit back, you can relax. I'm making sure I've got everything going here, got the recording going. Okay, I think we're good to go. I'd like to begin by having you bring your attention to your heart chakra, the center of your chest. And I'd like to begin by directing love and compassion to yourself. You can begin with the affirmation, I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself. I appreciate myself. I am kind to myself. I am compassionate towards myself. And it's easy to say these things and can be harder to really fully embody them. And this is an opportunity to practice. What would it be like to really direct love and kindness towards yourself, to feel total compassion for yourself? I love myself. I am kind towards myself. I am compassionate with myself. I appreciate myself. I direct love and kindness towards myself. And as I develop more kindness towards myself, I then begin to extend that love and that kindness out to others as well. And the affirmation that comes to mind, and this can be directed inwardly or outwardly, is I love you. I appreciate you. I value you. I love you. I appreciate you, I value you, and I accept you. Then my attention naturally goes to the throat chakra, located in the throat area. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am learning and I am growing. And we are all learning and we are all growing, and the earth is a school, and we are filled with spirit and divinity and greatness, and we are human and we're learning and we're growing. And so the throat chakra is really about learning to embrace the growth and learning process and not be so hard on ourselves. No one is exempt from this process. So I am good, and I am learning, and I am growing. and everyone is good, and everyone is learning, and everyone is growing. I am learning, and I am growing, and I am good. And everyone is learning, and everyone is growing, and everyone has goodness in them. Then moving to the third eye, located in the center of the forehead. Excuse me. I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. This was an affirmation I saw somewhere that a teacher used to give all their students as their affirmation. So it's an interesting one to work with. I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. In any one of these affirmations, if you have a pen and paper, you might want to jot one down and make it your affirmation for the day, and just one that you work with throughout the day in the pauses between events, or while you're driving, or while you're waiting for a friend. Then moving to the throat chakra, I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. Miracles happen every day. Divine favor follows me wherever I go. New opportunities are pouring into my life. I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. And now, I'd like you to take a moment and begin to become aware of the empty space around your body, that empty space between your body and the walls of the room that you're sitting in. Feeling all that space between you and the walls of the room. Letting your awareness spread out now. And feeling that space above the top of your head, going up, up, up into the heavens. And now this time, imagining that you are in space. And feeling all that space around you in space. Continuing to feel all that space around you in space. In this time, allowing the body to fall away. Allowing yourself to become pure consciousness now. Connecting with your expanded self, that part of you that goes beyond a body, that part of you that is infinite, that part of you that is one with all of life. You imagine everyone's body slipping away, and then this expansion into pure consciousness, then we are one. So allow yourself now to merge with the oneness. Allow yourself to merge with infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, infinite creativity. Allow yourself to merge with infinite power now. I am one with all of life. I am one with infinite wisdom. I am one with infinite compassion. I am one with infinite love. I am one with infinite creativity. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. Merge with the oneness now, connecting with that part of you that is unlimited, that part of you that is not limited to a body. Connecting to that part of you that is infinite and vast, expansive and light-filled. Connecting with that part of you that is one with all of life. And let's sit in our expanded self now. Let's sit in the vastness of who we truly are. And let's take a moment of silence to sit in this energy together. And while you sit in that vast and expanded energy, I'm going to do some tapping for the group now. Again, I'll be tapping with the Tongren hammer on a Tongren doll, and I'm going to be flooding each of the seven chakras with healing energy. And this is going to help to release any blockages that may be holding you back in your life or preventing you from bringing your full self forward in everyday life. So you can sit in this expanded energy and be open to receive now. So I'm tapping on the crown chakra. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is I let go and I trust the process of life. I trust that spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I trust that all of life is conspiring in my favor. I trust that my challenges have come to help me learn and grow. I let go and I trust the process of life. I am filled with positivity. I am filled with positive expectancy. I expect the best possible outcome. And when fears arise, I practice turning them around and looking at the best case scenario. I am filled with positivity. And I am filled with positive expectancy. Third eye, we always want to couple our trust in life with clarity, clear vision. So divine wisdom guides me. Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. I'm going to go back to the genius affirmation too, because I like that one recently. So I'm a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom now. Throat chakra. I am filled with the power of spirit. I am filled with the power of spirit. There is a place of great power that resides within me. I connect with my power now. I connect with that place in me that is filled with unlimited power. I am powerful. I am powerful. Heart chakra. I am love, and love is all around me. I am love, and love is all around me. New loving people fill my world. Old loving people fill my world. My social life is expanding. My love life is improving. I am love, and love is all around me. Solar plexus. I am filled with depth. I am filled with great depth. I deeply appreciate all that I have. I deeply appreciate all that I have, and my appreciation acts as a magnet, drawing even more to me. Identity chakra. I am balanced. I am steady. I know when to act and I know when to wait. base chakra. I am spirit. I am expansive. I am infinite. And I am vast. And therefore I am safe. I am spirit. I am unlimited. I am infinite, and I am safe. And kidney one for peace. Let's take a moment now and sit in this energy. You may feel energy pouring through you, or let's take a moment and sit in this energy that's coming through now. And allow the tapping and the energy again to release any blockages that are in your system, physical blockages, mental, emotional, spiritual, anything that might be holding you back in your life. Now, while we're sitting in this energy, I'm going to ask the celestial light, the divine light, to shine down upon all of us now. And so open now to receive the light. We're going to bring in a blast of light from spirit. And gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with wisdom and love and clarity and balance and healing. I'm going to ask this gold light to shower down upon everyone in our group now. If there are people who you're concerned about and you want to just place them in the energy, you can do that as well. Your children, your spouses, your friends. I'll just ask this light to go to everyone connected with this group. So open to receive this light now. Feel the light of spirit. And I'll ask this light to bring each one of us the healing that we need tonight. For some, it'll be a physical healing. For some, a mental healing. Some clarity may arise. For some, it will be an emotional healing. Continuing to open to the light for another minute now. Opening to receive the light, really letting yourself take it in. Opening to receiving the healing that you need tonight, and you may not even know what that is. I'll ask my guides to join in here and send the group extra light and extra healing. Now, I'm going to do something a little different. Usually at this point I just end, and we'll be ending shortly. And I don't open up the line because I can't call on people individually, but I just felt inspired to open up the line. And if anyone has something they want to say, perhaps an experience you had on the call or an affirmation that spoke to you, I'd like to give you the opportunity to do that. If more than one person speaks at once, then I may tell you what phone number to talk to. I do see your phone numbers here, so I can say, you know, 372 can talk first. So I'm going to unmute the line for a moment. Let's see. And we'll see if this works or not, but I was just wondering, and if anyone had anything they'd like to share from tonight's call. An affirmation that spoke to you or an experience. Oh, hi, wait, sorry, I should turn the volume up. Yes, who is this?
This is Arnie. We met briefly at the symposium there a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
And anyway, it was very nice meeting you, and I love your calls. And what I did was I kind of alerted all my peeps of the, you know, the you know, you pushed it up a week, so that none of them missed it.
Oh, well, thank you.
For that, too. And I love your emails, too. They're great. It's really great.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad you made it on the call.
Okay. And not to say you're an incredibly gorgeous-looking woman as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take that compliment. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share from the call this evening?
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Hi, this is Beverly Corso calling.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you in person after all the emails, etc.
That's great.
I love the one on you're a genius. I mean, I've never thought of anything like that, but it really hit home as far as the wisdom aspect in with it.
Yeah, it's an affirmation from Paul Bragg. He's a health pioneer who did a lot of work with fasting. And it was an affirmation he gave to all the students. And I used to work with it, and I kind of forgot about it until just recently. So I've been really enjoying bringing that one back in.
It seemed very powerful when you said it. It really resonated. So I think that's a really great one.
Yeah, thank you. I
keep using it from time to time, Haley, because I think it's really great.
Yeah, I noticed my own energy get stronger when I said it, too. It was like, oh, that was strengthening.
I know, exactly, 100%. I felt that, too.
Well, good. Did you feel it in me or in you?
No, both of us.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. I heard it in your voice, but I felt it in myself.
Well, good. It's nice to talk about it a little bit afterwards because it helps everyone to kind of remember some of the affirmations and think about,
what might have... But it was a great night. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Anyone else have anything they want to share? An affirmation that spoke to them or an insight or did you feel the light?
Really?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, this is Joseph. I moved away from Massachusetts a couple of years ago. I moved to Orlando, Florida for a job. And I'm still able to be in touch with you because your emails, which is really great. And now this is the first conference call I've listened to. And your voice is amazing. Your chakras are amazing. And your subjects are great.
I can follow you and hear you, but maybe if you could speak a little louder or a little slower or something. I'm straining to hear you.
Okay. I'm using one of those Bluetooth things, so I don't know if I'm supposed to speak to one side or the other. Is that any better?
Yeah, I think it is.
But right now I'm all the way in Oklahoma, and it's like 104 degrees here. So. But I just want to say that it was nice to be able to see the email still coming through my email, even though I moved away, and that you have your conference team online on the phone. It's really great. Great to hear your voice. Just like I remember it. Very soothing. Very healing.
Oh, well, thank you. Were you a client?
What's that?
Did we meet as, were you a client of mine?
Yeah, I went to one of your sessions once, and I think I bought up the Groupon, and I never used the second one.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to. But I had to go with my job transfer, so.
Well, I'm glad that that you called. We can always do a little phone session if you want to use that Groupon.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
What number would I call? Would it be this one or a different one?
No, call, go to my website and call the phone number that's there.
Oh, okay.
Cool. It's, Anyone else have anything they'd like to share from tonight's call?
I didn't think about it. I had the air conditioning unit on, too. Sorry, that probably didn't help at all.
Yeah, now I can hear you better. No problem.
That was on high. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Especially get really hot here at 104. All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Well, thank you, everyone, for being on the call. This was a little bit of an experiment to open up the line at the end, but I think that worked out well, and I'm glad I did it. So anyway, have a wonderful month ahead, and we'll meet again next, I guess, at the end of this month. It's August, so we'll meet at the end of August, the last Sunday of August, as usual.
Kaylee?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Karen. When you were saying those affirmations for the heart chakra, they got to me.
They what?
They truly got to me.
Uh-huh.
So, thanks.
You're welcome. I think I was saying I am love and love is all around me and new loving people come into my life. Old loving people come into my life. I'm glad that that was meaningful for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing. It's again, it's helpful when we talk about it a little bit at the end. In our group in Amherst, we talk a little bit, and it's helpful. It kind of reminds people of what just happened, and someone might listening to the call might say, oh, those really got me too, and I already forgot. So it's helpful if you feel drawn to share to talk about it a little bit. Anyone else have anything they want to say before we...
Can you give your website, Haley?
Yes, my website is www.trcbhealing.com. I'll say it again. It's www.trcbhealing.com. If you're not already on, if you're new to the call or new to me and you're not on the website, I mean, if you're not on my email list, feel free to join our email list. That way you'll get notifications of calls. I try to send out an email at least once a month. Sometimes two or three times a month, just with inspiring writings and things. And you'll also receive a free 22-minute chakra balancing MP3 download. So feel free to join our email list if you haven't already. That way you can keep in touch. You can also contact me through the website, either by phone or email if you want. We wish.
Thank you, Haley.
Yes, thank you. Any other questions or comments before we adjourn? Alrighty then. Well, again, have a great month. Thank you all for being on the call. I really appreciate it. There's definitely a strong energy that gets generated, and I'll look forward to touching base again at the end of this month, the last Sunday of this month. Have a good month, everybody.
Thanks, Haley.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haley.
All righty.
Thanks, Haley.
Thank you.